Hello and welcome. Hello and welcome to JoJo.
And you're not able to hear anything. JoJo Gold and Julian Kimball's spectatorship of the Port Washington volleyball boys team against Massapequa.
We are, sorry for the delay. We are a little bit late. We are into a lot of traffic. Right now, it currently is 2-1. Massapequa is serving. Some good setup.
Nice dig. The spike.
Nice spike.
What a
spike, number 17. That was a beautiful spike.
Port ties it up 2-2 in the second set. Right now, Massapequa is
on the receiving end of number 9 is serving. Massapequa with the set.
They missed the spike. Massapequa.
Port does not come through with the block. It gets past them. It is 3-2, Massapequa. Massapequa is currently serving. Port bench is going crazy. Whenever they get a point, they are insane. They are electric.
Massapequa with the serve.
Some good setups. That setup was perfect. Port blocks it. Port with the block. Beautiful block by Port. That gets them a point. 3-3. We are all tied up
in
set number 2.
Port gets it.
Beautiful. Port is playing beautifully.
Port reclaims their serve. Number 12, serving.
That is, if I remember correctly, Daniel Giles Simon. Massapequa returns it with a fake spike. Fake spike. Port cannot execute off of that fake spike by Massapequa.
Massapequa cannot be secured by Port Washington.
Massapequa is going insane right now. Their bench is crazy. 4-3, Massapequa.
Weak serve, but can our spike be stronger?
What a that was insane.
Massapequa gets the return.
Port with the setups. It was a beautiful setup. Could not get the ball over the net as you
missed
need to.
And dropped. 5-3, Massapequa.
In the second set, Port needs to regain their confidence. What a save by Port. Beautiful
five.
Save by Port.
They
cannot. Massapequa regains their serve due to them winning that point. Good setups. Good setups. Blocked by Pequa. I mean, unfortunate events right now. Pequa is serving right now, 7-3 in the set. Good setups by Port. Big spike. 8-3, the Port had some beautiful setups but could not execute on that spike.
It seems that the problem with Port's strategy is that they can get great hits, but the hitting between the players isn't there yet. But it's only the second set, only a few more games.
Beautiful save by Port after Pequa's block.
And I say they can get it back.
Port with another save. There was a collision between players on the court side. Everyone is okay, but due to that collision, they have lost a point.
Massapequa can't get the serve, hits the net.
9-4, Massapequa. Maybe that point has gotten, will get them on top of Pequa. I wish we could hear each other too. Beautiful. Beautiful. Oh, how that should be a point by Pequa. That should be a point by Port. They clearly got it over the net, but then Pequa.
It was considered a grab by Port. You're not allowed to
physically grab the ball that much.
But he hit the ball.
Oh, Port AD is here. He's also on the same Instagram account. He's on Port AD.
We might be able to get a spicy interview at half after this set. Maybe not. We don't know. They're chanting for Port Washington in the crowd.
Fans are cheering for Port. Let's go, Port!
Port is lively. There is no people fans in here. And that is the reason number 18 win the spike. That spike, 10 to 5. 10 to, is it 10 to 5 or 10 to 6? It is 10 to 5, massive people. That spike might change the whole momentum. But Port has regained confidence. Some great setups. More setups. What a spike. That was a spike. What a block. That was a block and a half. Oh. Run 5 Massapequa in the second set. Massapequa won the first set. Saddened our hearts. So far.
Recently in the season, in September, Massapequa and Port faced each other. And Port lost 3-1. Or 3-2. Port lost.
That was a beautiful block by number 5. What is a spike? The spike! The spike gets them past it. Beautiful spike, beautiful setup, beautiful offense and defense report. As they say, defense wins championships. The crowd is lively for Port right now. This is massive people. People are lively in the crowd. Port's student section is going crazy. Another beautiful block. More saved by Port.
Port hits the net. 13-6.
That should be a clear point for Port. Let's see what the rest decides. That was a clear point for Port. Nothing should change from what just happened. Clearly got over the net. No interference whatsoever.
Well, not actually 13-6 yet.
Not 13-6 yet. Nothing has happened yet. There is a conference going on by the referees or officials, whatever you want to call them.
I hate to say it, but I think Port hit the net. I think the hit
may have been illegal, sad to say. Let's see referee official's decision. Point for Washington!
Port gets the point, 12-7.
Little shout out, WDOT. Live streaming this game on Instagram. We'll be live streaming as many games as we possibly can. Port student section is going insane right now. More lively than the Massapequa side. School spirit, no matter what, 12-7 Port. Port is 12-7 Massapequa. Port is serving right now.
WDOT would like to remind its listeners that if you're going to participate in a winter sport, please sign your health.
Number 5 serving into the net, 13-7 Massapequa.
Sir, not
spike. So.
What?
Port with the beautiful setups, beautiful transitions. They had that block on Massapequa. Oh!
It seems like Massapequa.
14-7 Massapequa. That ball was so close to being in.
Ability to overcome this.
Point might be able to overcome this if they keep playing well.
Lots of people missing.
Lots of people.
14 options.
So Washington is currently down by 6 points. And yeah, I mean, Point's got to keep this. Point's got to keep what they're doing right now.
Nice hit to their center.
That was a fake by Massive People. A nice spike.
It seems as if no matter how hard he tries to spike, there's always a way down to get it.
Anything Port does, Massive People just counters it. We're 15-8 right now. 1-0 in sets, Massive People. Beautiful spike by number 17. The Port Washington bench is going insane right now. Cam Mills smacking his head because they just got them on that head. Everyone in the shooting section is going ballistic right now for Port. No, there's no cheering at all for Massive People. Strausheimer with the serve. Point Port. That is a point towards Port Washington, baby.
Massive People cannot seem to get the ball inbounds.
Nothing is happening for Massive People right now. Port has the chance at a comeback. 15-10. That was a terrible set by Massive People. That isn't being hit by anyone on Port is just getting bounced back right to them. It's like they're playing, it's like they're, remember the bounce, like the Nets who throw the ball and it bounces back? That's Massive People right now.
Yeah. Massive People's rebounding is great
on
this
point.
Game. Massive People hits the net.
That is a point towards Port Washington, 16-11. Port is regaining their confidence, I think.
Port is recollecting themselves right now. They're figuring out what they need to do, and they're executing.
Port is currently serving the ball. Number 10. Terrible set by Massive People. 16-12, Port Washington. Massive People is rattled.
Style points for the serve by 10. Port Washington hits it out, 17-12 by Massive People.
17-12, just like to remind you, you're listening to WODOT, Port Washington High School's number one broadcasting and radio in the world.
In the world.
In the world. Massive People serves it.
Port Washington has a risky dig.
Risky
dig and cannot secure the point. 18-12 Massive
People. Risky business by Port.
7 more points and Massive People will win the set.
It's 7.
Massive People serves it out. 13-18 Port Washington.
The question is, who will win?
My bets? I say they get the comeback.
They're going to get the comeback.
We can win this set. We get a bunch of one. And then eventually, we'll win this whole game.
Yeah.
3-2.
Port with the serve.
Power serve by number 16. Number 6.
They touch the net. Port Washington. Bench is going insane right now. Everyone is on their feet.
Cannot stop hitting the net.
They don't know that they're not allowed to touch the net. I don't think they know the rules of this game.
Yeah, I think they're unaware.
They're chanting, you can't do that. Or almost gets the block, but it was too powerful for their hands. 19-14 Massive People. Port just needs 5 points, but they need to keep their momentum that they had before.
Massive People is just kidding.
ball goes right into the net for number 11 on Master Pequa. They are not allowed to do that. We need more chants saying you can't do that from the port bench. Massapequa. Bench is going insane.
2015 Massapequa.
2015 was a good day. It was a good year. Hey, I'm right. What happened? I think there. I'm pretty sure there is a timeout. Port volleyball needs this comeback right now. Pretty sure after this set is over, we should go interview one of the players that I know. If not, we'll interview the AP.
Yeah.
Is it AD, athletic director. My bad. Don't know how I'm missing that out. I mean, 2015 Port, Massapequa is winning by 5. Port just needs this comeback. I'm pretty sure this is a championship too, right?
Yeah.
It's a championship.
Port can take over. They have done it before and they can do it again.
Port needs this comeback. Port, the student section for Port is going crazy right now.
Timeout
is over.
Game resumes.
No timeouts left for this set, I'm pretty sure. That ball goes right into the net. I think they think they're playing tennis.
2016
Port, fine. This is a prime position right now. Port has the momentum going in to their serve.
Massapequa does not realize that this game is a two-player game.
But Port goes back. 21-16 after that serve into the net by one of the players on Port.
Risky position Port Washington is putting themselves in if they lose this set.
Massapequa's defense is crumbling in front of our eyes. We are all seeing this.
Not supposed to look like that.
And for your listeners, they're crumbling in front of your ears.
Ooh, bad dig by Massapequa.
Port with a nice defense. Transitioning.
Yes.
It's a good offense. This offense is carrying them. Oh,
Massapequa
little too far. Just gotta make sure we are recording. We are recording.
Hey.
This means we're, yeah.
Yeah, that's about, just.
Sorry for the inconvenience. We are learning how to use this technology. 22-17, Massapequa.
Calls another timeout.
No timeout by Port. They just need to regroup. I feel like after this timeout, they are gonna gain their confidence back up. Maybe bring in some people in the rotation that they didn't have before. Who knows, maybe Sam Mills. Bench player. Paul, he's one of the tallest on the team. Maybe he will bring the momentum and Port will come back.
We have height, an undefeated asset in volleyball.
Undefeated.
Do this so like we can hear each other.
Game resumes. It's going well.
Let's do it like this.
Massapequa serving. Some setups by Port. Some great setups by Port. Just dunked it over the net.
Washington.
Strike by Massapequa. 23-17 Massapequa. Probably isn't a legal hit based on how Massapequa has been playing. Some serves by Port, some setups by Massapequa. That is a point to
Port. 18-23.
A legal motion by Massapequa. You cannot do that in volleyball. I am correct.
Yes, you're correct. Thank you for LIU Post for
sponsoring it.
Not sponsoring, but hosting this matchup.
Fans you would deserve.
Oh, Port barely gets it over the net. Really got opportunity for them.
Port with nice setups. The spike can do it for them.
Massapequa's defense is risky. Oh, but they get it over the net. Port
cannot hold on. Number 9 is not fast enough for the ball. I think Port just needs to bring out their phones and dial in. They need to dial in right now. Massapequa has already dialed in, but Port gotta dial in. We need that confidence boost going into this, continuing this set. Massapequa would deserve number 2 for Massapequa serving. Nobody knows who that is, so why am I even saying that? Massapequa in the set. I think we should go over to the AD and interview him. What do you think? We'll bring over our Instagram. Should we bring over our Instagram live?
Sure.
So yeah, let's bring over our Instagram live. We have to walk as a group now.
Hey guys, we're going to interview the AD right now.
Set it up on. Oh, let's set it up on the blue team. They got hit. Sorry for you laughing, folks. We're setting up our energy right now.
Hey, we're here with the athletic director.
How many people we have on the stream?
So we've got 30 people on the stream right now.
30 people on the stream.
So I think we're making too many mistakes. I think that skilled, we're just as good as them. We beat them in the regular season, they beat us. But we're making too many mistakes and they're not. And that's the difference in the game. We're 5 points away, you probably made 5 errors in the game.
The setups haven't been really good, they just need better defense.
You need better defense? Yeah. Our back line, in the back line, we're making too many errors. We made a few service errors. We cannot be making service errors. Serving is our strong point all season, so if we're making service errors now, what do you guys think? What do you think is the key?
I think poor Washington's getting a little tight. We called 2 timeouts in the last 5 minutes of that set. You know, I think we just need to recuperate, get some water in our systems, and just bring it back in this third set.
All right, big comeback coming up. 3 straight wins for Port. And we're going to bring home that Nassau County Championship. First time since 2013.
This will be the time. We will bring it back.
All right, here they come.
This set is easily accessible by the Port Washington team. All we need to do is bring it back.
Less errors, and then we're good. We could take this home. I feel like, honestly, we should just stand right here. Can we stand by the Port bench?
Yeah.
Get more audio for the team. Get a better view. So yeah, Port just gotta up everything.
How should I angle this?
Just gotta figure out some angles, folks.
I think I'm gonna leave my phone up there. Come on.
All right. Got to set up our Instagram live up in the fans. So if you are watching this on Instagram, you will be able to view the game perfectly. Got to set up midcourt.
Let's go court.
Set up perfectly. And then this is the audio. This is the broadcast. Go back down to our seats. We just interviewed the athletic director. Might be hard to hear it due to the fact We are going close to the
Massapequa
score.
Massapequa secures the first point of the third set. 1-0, Massapequa.
And set up by Port. Into the net.
Washington cannot get the spike over the net. 2-0, Massapequa.
Port needs to set their game up. Some great setbacks. Ooh. What's that? Then he hit the net, though.
Confrontation at the net. Massapequa tips it.
Massapequa got lucky there. I feel like that was a hit by the net by Massapequa. They hit the net. You can't do that. They set up by Port. They're setting up perfectly, in my opinion. They just got to execute it.
Consistently, the points come down to where we are at the net. And yeah. Massapequa keeps on taking us over.
That ball's into the net. You cannot do that.
Port gets a point. 1-3 for Washington.
All right. I feel like this is going well so far. 3-1. Starting off this set strong. That is a mess up by Massapequa. You cannot do that.
Massapequa cannot get rid of turn. Slips right out of their hands and serve point to Port Washington. 2-3.
And after that point, the entire Port bench did a little spin around.
3-3 for
that is hit right into the net. You cannot do that, Massapequa. You guys never learn. My opinion, this is going really well for Port this third set.
Port learns from our mistakes. Massapequa cannot take a lesson.
That is a little floor burn by number 9.
4-3 Massapequa.
You can tell by that hustle. Number 9's got team spirit. Number 9's laying it all out on the court. On the court, whatever it's called for volleyball. Don't really remember. But they got there. Is showing why they have tied the game up 4-4, all tied up in the third set.
Back
let's go
Port. Washington, Massapequa cannot return it. Slips right out of their hands.
They are just not learning from their terrible mistakes. Hitting the ball into the net, not properly hitting the ball up to their teammates. Just as it shows right there, went straight backwards.
Massapequa has no stability. The ball keeps on slipping out of their hands.
Well, game by gameplay action. They're really back and forth. Nice defense by Port.
Really good rally. Port cannot secure it.
Could have been a beautiful play if they executed that well. Did not execute it sadly. Camera fell. I think we should just stay up by the camera in case it falls again. So we were just up close on page 0. Of course, with some great setups.
While the camera fell, Port secured a point, 5-5.
Sorry for missing
now
out.
Now they're
folks.
A beautiful rally right now.
That is a point to Port.
6-5, Port Washington.
Port is taking the lead here.
Stakes and we are coming back better than before.
You can see that Massapequa is like Ferris Bueller. They do not learn.
Port serves it out. 6-6 ties it up.
Hey, we are learning from our mistakes. Massapequa keeps hitting it into the net. Terrible setup by their team. They are not doing this correctly. Port has momentum. They just aren't executing it well. They can be executing it well. They just aren't doing it consistently. Massapequa serving it. They're going ahead. Point to point. 6-7, Port Washington.
Massapequa is rattled.
They are not learning from their mistakes.
Just. And they cannot return it. That deserves a spin.
Beautiful serve by Port.
Skip net.
Right into the net by Master Pupo.
Are they going to do it? I don't know if they're going to do it.
They might not do it. We had all prepared that they were going to do the spin around.
Washington gets a nice point. 9-6 Port Washington.
Port with the serve. Master Pupo is still trying to keep this ball alive. And they successfully did it. But Port could not get it through. It's okay though. Port has the lead by two. Port is up by two, 7-9 right now. I think Port is gonna execute this well. And if you were watching this on Instagram, my bad, our bad for the camera.
Our bad.
Keep falling. You can honestly come here just for the audio. I wanna blame you.
Ready to return the serve.
Port returns the serve.
Is in their zone. And the ball went right into the net on a set.
And, I mean, what can you really do?
8
Throws it to the net. Port is up by one. Let's see if they can hold this lead and continue their domination in the third set. Served by Master Pupo right into the net.
10-8 for Washington.
Port has the lead by two. Can they maintain this lead? Growl timer with the serve. Our bad for not knowing any of the players, because we didn't get the lineup sent to us.
Well, I got the hiccup right now. You know what that reminds me of? The hiccup for the Port's defense. Just like right now. That's before you get some point. 9-10. We are not consistently there. We need to put our all on the defense.
I agree. We need to keep going on the defense, because our offense is perfect right now.
If we can tire out Master Pupo, we will get to points. And if
beautiful tip in by Port.
Massive people, really good returns right now.
Beautiful drop by Port. 11-9. The bench is going insane right now for Port. Student section on their feet.
Bench loves Port Washington.
Massive people is showing no spirit right now. Their crowd is doing nothing. Served by Port. Some great setups by Port, too. Spike by 11.
And it
works! 12-9, Port Washington!
You see, this is what we need. If we can get it to the net, if we can get an open shot, we'll take it to the ground and we'll get points.
Port is up by three. Massive people is so rattled that they had to call a timeout.
Port Washington is in their fields right now. We are taking what we learned from the last set. Right into this one.
We are taking what we deserve. We're not sharing nothing. We're taking it all for ourselves.
Your hosts, JoJo and Julian. This is our first ever broadcast
This is our first ever broadcast, as you can probably tell from this.
We're not bad, but we're pretty good.
We're good and bad sometimes.
You guys cannot hear host JoJo because it's pretty difficult for me to hear him, so I don't know when I'm running him over or not.
I mean, we have our volume set to max, both of us, so we don't know if this audio quality is going to be good or bad. I mean, it is what it is. First time learning and using this device. Sorry if it is hurting your ears. Served by Port. Massive people tries.
Massive people finds the hole in our defense, goes straight to the ground. 10-12, Massive people.
Port needs to get their defense better.
A lead means nothing if you can't hold it.
Yeah, we are leaving open holes in our defense. Some chance from the Massive people bench. Going insane right now. People are falling on the ground on the Port bench.
Strategies against them. Mr. Tom, who brought us to a championship in 2013, is looking happy right now, but not satisfied because this team needs to prove itself to win this championship. If Port Washington first cannot get it over 11-13, Massive people.
Port needs they're serving on point right now if they want to maintain this lead. If they don't want to win this matchup, they need to get their serving on point. Served by Pequa. Some good offense mixed with some defense.
Court's defense cannot see the holes. They are so close to each other. And that is the downfall of the defense.
That is another point guard score. 14-11. Sorry for repeating ourselves. We can't hear our audio. You can't really hear us because it is so loud in this building.
You heard me say it. If you couldn't hear me say it, you heard JoJo say it. We're informing our audience. We're making sure that you know how good Fort Washington is.
Served by 27. Beautiful serve.
Massive people missed the spike.
Beautiful save by Port.
They're all running into
the spike. Oh, blocked by Massive people.
Right into the 14
Massive 12-14. That was a voice crack. I feel sad right now. Hey, this is a very interesting matchup. Sorry we came in a little bit late.
Port's bench is, you know, a little bit.
See how Port's bench is going to say it now.
See how happy they are? Look at them. See,
sorry if it's hard to hear us on Instagram Live. We don't have any audio connected there. We have it connected on WDOT, Port Washington's number one streaming service in the game.
This broadcast is brought to you by WDOT. Driver's very own broadcasting company.
Sorry we missed that point. We're just giving a little announcement to the Instagram Live viewers. We have some support to them too, because they can't hear any audio.
13-15,
Massive Pequa. Massive Pequa is serving right now. It is set number three. Pequa is up 2-0 in sets. They're serving. Port has the momentum, in my opinion, right now. Beautiful strike by number 17.
Massive Pequa needs to get it together. They're not holding it as well together at the net as they did in the last set.
16-13. I wish we had some sound effects we could play right now.
Fort Washington has some exponential growth right now. The serve skims the net, and it's kind of spooky. But Massive Pequa gets it over, and it hits the ground. It cannot be returned in time.
16-14 right now. I mean, got the momentum, in my opinion. Port, in my opinion, dressed way better than Massive Pequa, even though that doesn't really mean anything. Serve was out by Massive Pequa, 17-14. Port is up by three, or as you say, trace.
Center is out for a break right now. Sporting his big pink uniform. You know, it doesn't have to be October to support breast cancer. It doesn't have to be October to support any kind of cancer.
Port has to come together. They can't play Swiss cheese. No. They can't play Swiss cheese defense.
Yeah.
They gotta clump together in spots that they are mainly hitting. We usually have a stat guy with us, but nobody wanted to do it sadly.
I mean, do you want me to keep stats?
Too late for stat keeping.
Too late. And you know what's too late?
They cannot.
The gaps. They're maneuvering around.
The gaps that Massive Pequa is finding in Port's defense is honestly sad, because we are not closing in on defense.
It's underwhelming.
It's very underwhelming. Sadly, we're on the Massive Pequa side, but it's closer to the Port Washington bench. You can hear sights and sounds, mainly just sounds from us. Blocked by Massive Pequa, but Port regains possession.
Let's go!
Port gets the point!
The point that would have typically been scored by Massive Pequa was just secured by Port Washington. 18-16-4.
Port is closing in on these gaps. We are closing that Swiss cheese defense. We are securing points that we would never normally win.
Our defense is coagulating right now. Coming together, solidifying.
The Port student section is going off right now.
What?
Point to Port Washington! 16-19.
Cannot contain the ball. 19-64 Washington.
Defense is going amazing right now. Defense going crazy. Defense is going crazy right now. The bench is off the charts.
And heads are being used to mop. Massapequa calls a timeout.
Massapequa is so rattled.
They cannot take it. Port Washington's comeback is immaculate. It's what we've been waiting for. And this is the kind of attitude that will get a comeback and will win us the game.
I mean, we are praying we win this game. You got other teams from other high schools that nobody cares about. If we're being completely honest, if you're listening to this, you're listening to this, all you care about is Port Washington right now. You might care about Massapequa just to see what's going on with them, but no, you only care about Port Washington if you're a WOTOT fan.
For the first time in 8 years, this is our opportunity to win back the championship and show them who's boss.
We are gonna show them who's the boss. They are rattled right now. They needed to waste the timeout. 20-16 Port. Port is serving right now. Number 5 is currently has the ball and will hit the ball over the net. That is how you serve.
Timeout is over. Port Washington continues with the serve. 20-16 coming in the final part of the third set.
The serve. Beautiful serve.
It's out by Washington. 17-20.
Little bit longer. Not what we would have hoped for. The Port side is going crazy right now. There's some chance going on.
Serve. If Port Washington gets the
number
set.
Number 9 with the beautiful spike.
Port Washington is playing pinball with Massapequa's defense.
Just lofting the ball over that net. Beautiful block by Port.
Port is contesting these spikes at the net. Showing them who's boss.
Port, no matter what. Oh!
Yeah.
Miscommunication.
Massapequa gets the point. 18-20.
There's some good rally.
No blame.
There's some miscommunication between the Port offense right now. They gotta get these points, man.
When it comes that close to the net, you know, it's not defendable. You can't win it sometimes.
Port with a beautiful spike. Massapequa barely catch it back, though. Some great setup.
For Port to get a great point right now.
Number 9 has some pots right now.
Right into the knees. Oh, but they didn't get the point. Massapequa returned it. Oh, that has to be a carry. I say that's illegal. Oh, Massapequa returns it. 19-20, Massapequa. I don't know what's going on right now. Massapequa was on the knees.
Massapequa with the serve. They are kind of regaining their lead. Set up by Massapequa. Will they get it over? They get it over the net. Barely.
Massapequa ties it up 20-20. It's not looking so good.
We are saddened to say. We are very saddened to say that Massapequa has tied this game up.
If Port Washington calls a timeout, is Port Washington rattled?
Got a beautiful shout out by the AD.
Shout out to the Port Vikings for the live coverage.
We would like to shout you out, AD, for giving us this opportunity.
Time out by Port Washington right now.
Port used the timeout to regain confidence. Sorry, we're not allowing anyone to join. This is just the streaming of the game. You guys are watching the game. Sorry, there's zero audio. Yeah.
You know, and I also don't want to disappoint the Washington fans. My phone might die. Not sure, but definitely in the
I will go and ask the crowd for a portable.
So I apologize for that. And I hope the AD keeps your coverage satisfactory.
What was a beautiful point.
Right.
is going off right now. We are keeping our momentum intact.
We may have momentum, but I would say it's unreliable. We cannot consistently get these points.
Portland's beautiful save. Number 18 is our star player, in my opinion. He is stopping everything from going and losing the point. 22-20, Port Washington. And that one barely squeaks by the Port defense, the Port front line.
Port Washington. That's if people get some point, the gap.
Everyone on the side for Port Washington is on their feet. Everyone is refusing to sit down because this is such a nail biter. For the beautiful setup. Another point by Port Washington!
23-21. Massapequa has no handles. They have no hands and they cannot.
As they would say if we were in Madison Square Garden right now, bing bong.
Massapequa has good teamwork, but individually they fail.
That should be a point for Port Washington. They continue playing even though that was a point for Port Washington.
What? It's phenomenal. You guys see that spin on the live stream.
They do that spin over again. 24-21.
I've got to say,
it is set point for Port Washington right now.
To let it hit the ground and still play it. Block by Port Washington. Massapequa.
Port. Port Washington is taking this game by storm right now. 25-21. 25-21. Port Washington.
We're going to interview Mr. Tom.
Never mind, we are not going to interview him. Should we go talk to the AD again?
Yes, AD. Wait, you want to talk to the captain in person real quick?
Nah.
Nah? Hi, AD, we're back.
Oh, we're back? Okay.
Okay, so what do you have to say Port improved in that third set?
Okay, there was a lot less service errors. There was second chances. We took advantage of the second chances. I think we played. Are we live?
Yeah, we are. Yeah, well,
I just need to put in like a good spot.
Yeah, we kind of failing a bit.
But I mean, they can hear.
We're live for WBSU.
All right, we're live. We're back. We're going to game four. Pico up. 2-1, that's all right. We're still in it, and we're feeling good after that. We faced some adversity, and we're pushing back, and we're ready to take it in the second half. Three straight wins for Port right now.
We have this momentum. We only lost two games in the regular season. We're the first two games, but we're on a big win streak right now. I think if we keep this momentum up in the third set, we're going all the way and stopping massive people.
All about this, do or die. It's a must win right now in game four. Let's get it done. What do you guys think?
I think Port's gonna pull this one out.
I say we're turning it around and the mistakes we made early in the game, they're making now. Mistakes they made early in the game, we're making now.
All right, here they come. Here come the Vikings.
Vikings are back.
You see the Port bench right now. They're closer to the Port bench. I think Port's gonna keep his momentum up right now.
Port, a lot of energy coming into the fourth set.
Port has to keep this momentum up. Everyone is going insane right now in this game. Sorry if you're watching the Instagram live.
Give them a little disclaimer.
Guys, my phone is at 20%. If it dies, I apologize. could download Instagram just for this.
Sorry for this interruption, we were trying to find another person.
Here? Okay.
Court is on the court right now.
The fourth set starts. And court needs to hold the reliability in difficult circumstances.
Court is gonna keep, I think court has its momentum up right now. I don't think anyone in the crowd expected Port to take the momentum they had going into the third set when it started to win their first set of the game.
Massapequa rallies in the first point of the set.
Port with some beautiful tap.
Massapequa is climbing.
They are rattled right now.
They're swinging around the net post.
I mean, a massive people player dove right in to the booth where everything is set up, all the equipment. I think that's the cost of a point. Set up by Port doesn't help him though.
Massive people successfully gets it past Port's defense. I think my butt is being shown to the lights.
So Massapequa just served the ball, but Port is having beautiful shots. That is some beautiful motions by Port. I think they had that point. Oh God, another voice crack. Port had that point though. That was right on the line, but the refs decide not to call it. There you go. Finally, the refs give us something. 3-2, Massapequa up in the third, in the fourth set. My bad.
May not have a great defense right now, but they certainly don't have a good offense.
We gotta close up that big gap. See, we just lost that point right there. They just put it in the middle of the ball. They don't even need to spike it hard. They just gotta dunk it into the middle over number 18. And then that's basically a point for Massapequa. Because
Washington cannot find the gaps in Massapequa's defense.
Beautiful strike by number 18. Court is up. Court is down 4-3. They just served the ball. Massapequa with another fake. Court with a beautiful save. Will they get this over that? That's a violation. They touched the net. That should be a point towards Port, but the refs decide no.
Whoa, the refs are going to review it.
There's going to be a review.
It's going to Massapequa.
That point is sadly towards Massapequa.
5-3, Massapequa. Fourth set. You know, it may not seem like a lot, but these points come down to be the deciding factor later in the game.
We cannot let that win last set get to our heads. Massapequa served it. Number 17 with the fake spike. That spike really should have helped.
Massapequa's defense is flimsy. And
Massapequa's defense is crumbling in front of our eyes and in your ears. 6-4, Massapequa. Port is going to be coming up with this momentum, in my opinion. Number 10 with the serve right now. Let's see how this is gonna happen. I can see it. There's a lot of tension between both teams itching at the opportunity to win the finals. Beautiful serve.
Massapequa gets the spike.
7-4, Pequa.
It is rebuttaled between the Port Washington players.
see. Maybe Port can learn from their mistakes this set. And they certainly just learned from their past mistakes with that beautiful spike.
5-7 for Washington.
Port is down by 2 right now. I think they have the chance of coming back. So we are going to have to broadcast closer to the phone mic, or I can connect my headphones and we connect our headphones, connect my AirPods into this.
Yeah. So you're
going to
Bluetooth it to the
phone mic. Beautiful spike by Port Washington.
Spike. We're going to be pausing this live stream real quick. Do not leave.
It's a little dirty. With the serve. We're in the process of connecting my AirPods to the live streamer's phone. Will it work? Hopefully. So the IG Live viewers get this great quality audio from us. 9-6 currently. We are missing some of the coverage of the game. We are trying to fix audio for other people. Port is crumbling right now. It is a sad sight to see. It's okay. We cannot figure out how to get this audio to work. Our bad if you are watching on Instagram. Instagram right now, not cooperating with us. That's on us. We gotta figure out a way to make it so the Instagram viewers can hear it. Okay, so for our viewers on Instagram, we're very sorry. We are not able to connect audio to the phone.
Viewers, we are going to end the live for now, but we will resume the live if the set comes down to the final points and if we go into another set. Thank you for watching thus far, and we hope that you enjoy it.
Signing off. Let's see. Alright, we had 23 people. Port is having great defense right now. Massapequa blocked it, but Port regained the ball, not losing the point. They dunk it over. Let's see what's going on right now. Yeah. Port right now is going pretty well, in my opinion. Let me see. Sorry if you were watching on Instagram. Port with a beautiful spike. Sorry for this late call. Port, beautiful spike.
12 to 8 massive people in this fourth set. Let's see what will happen.
We need to put our masks up on camera. We got it. But we're not on camera.
All right, sorry for the inconvenience. Port right now, trying to survive. 14 to 8 currently, massive people. Let's see what's going on. I mean, will Port regain their confidence and come back up again? Nobody knows. Hopefully, we continue this beautiful game. Right into the net, the ball goes. 15 to 8, massive people in the final set. People with the serve. Massive people with the spike. It does not work. 17 is a backboard. A backboard. Nothing can stop them. Nothing can stop Point's front line. 15 to 10. My bad. I was wrong. In that sequence of me explaining what is going on, Port won another point. 15-11. Massive people hit the ball out of bounds. Well, they keep doing that, we hope. Port with the serve, beautiful serve, gets it over that cleanly. Massive people with the fake. Gets it through our Swiss cheese defense. 16-11.
Your host, Julian Kimball, is back. Port is cranking up the score, but still, they lack 11-16.
Let's see what's going on. Massive people with the serve. Port with beautiful tips. Massive people barely gets that over the net. I think that was a violation on Massive people. 16. Maybe the score's gonna change. I don't know. I think it's 16. It's gonna be 15 to 12 if the refs overturn this. Port deserves this point. That was a clear violation by Massive people. We have been live streaming for an hour and 4 minutes on this recording. It will be uploaded to WDOT in due time.
Okay, I am giving my full attention back to the game, 12-16 for Washington. Sorry about that, folks. I know. WDOT
is
cool. We love WDOT.
Number one sports/broadcasting/podcast shows of the tri-state area in Port Washington.
WDOT, Port Washington time, 6:47.
So it is 16-12. There's a little miscommunication between the refs and the players. The Port Washington bench is going crazy right now. Nothing will make them take their seats. That serve was out of bounds by Port Washington. 17-12, massive people in the fourth set. Sorry for that chafing noise. I had to move the mic. Long sequence of events, a lot of back and forth, so we're a little bit delayed. Had to deal with some things off broadcast. 18-12, massive people. Their Port is deteriorating. We do not like to see that.
Port has lost its grip on the game right now. 12-18.
Beautiful setup. Oh, what a fake by number 17. Washington is having some beautiful setups, but Massive people is rebounding it. 19-12, massive people. You do not like to see this, folks.
Right now.
If massive people gets 3 more points, Port, in my opinion, is not going to be able to come back. Beautiful spike by number 17. Number 9. Number 9 had that. It slipped right off.
Obviously,
20-12. Massive people. Actually, I don't even think these are timeouts. I think we've been getting these wrong all along. Once a team hits 20, it's an automatic break.
Oh.
I think. Sorry for the miscommunication. It's an automated timeout for the teams to regroup. Not like to see these. Not like to see it. Hopefully Port is going to regain confidence, bring it back, and take the chip back to where it belongs. Port Washington.
This is our time to shine.
It's not just our time to shine. It's Port's time to shine. As a town.
We're going to be in a lot of games this winter. Maybe even more. So if you want to show us
one point, potentially. This singular point decides the outcome. Port with a beautiful spike. 20-13, massive people. Port is down by 7. They need the momentum off that point. The crowd cheering for Port Washington in the student section. The bench's motivation to take this lead. Great serve by Port Washington. Almost a block. Number 5 with the beautiful setup to the spike. Port gets the point.
Finding the weaknesses at Massive People's defense if they were able to do this consistently.
20-14. Port is down by 6. Port has the serve. Massive People with the point, 21-14.
Massive People is subbing out. So that was a game point. This is to 25. I believe the fifth set into is to 25. Well, Washington is at 14. Massive People is serving.
Hits the net. Port barely gets it back over the net after that tip drill. The drive by number 10 does not go through. 22-14, Massive People.
They cannot find where to be. They lack in the defense.
You don't like to see it, folks. Don't like to see it.
22-14, Massive People.
If Port wants to come back and win, they gotta close the gap. Beautiful spike by Port, but again, another backboard play. 22-15, Port has that point. Barely out of bounds.
Massive People are getting cocky.
They're getting way too cocky.
Confidence does not mean victory here at LIU Post.
I think Port, they hung up the phone when this set started. They're not dialed in anymore. The spike by Massive People.
Dirty spike, 23-15.
23-15.
Right. This championship having been just another day.
Massive People in all sports has been terrorizing Port. First in football, we tragically lost. Let's see, will Port regain confidence? Port with some beautiful setup. Port had the spike.
Washington.
Port with the point.
16-23, Port Washington. Really, really risky with Port Washington this game. They were cradling it in the
to just get lucky. 23-16. Massive People, keep in mind, Massive People still needs 2 points to win this match.
Beautiful set, my point.
Serve, really risky. Skims the net, almost gets taken down.
Great block by 18 and number 9. They win the point. Massapequa is rattled. 23-17, Massapequa. They're only down by 6. Port is down by 6. They can come back from this deficit. If the Cavs can come back from a 3-1 lead, anything is possible. Massapequa with some setup. Didn't get a... Got past the Port front line.
Max off 18 to
24-17, Massapequa. It is not only game point, it is sadly match point.
It is game point. Not just set point. Really, really tense moment here in LA. Could this be it? Washington sets it up. They spike it. Massapequa.
Let's see. Will Massapequa get this victory?
Spike.
Been back and forth. That is game, set, and match. Massapequa, they couldn't pull through.
Did not expect.
Port sadly could not pull through. You hate to see it.
Hate to see it, but yeah, this is a learning opportunity for Port Washington and their finalist team.
They got to, at least they made the finals. You can't really say that you made the finals.
Shoot, fresh me up. Thank you for tuning in to WDOT.